Analogy? Asher, do you want to give it a try? I know, yeah.
महिमा अतो जायागमश्च पुरुषः।
Okay, Sharji, you want to give it a try?
ॐ सहस्रश्रीराशापुरुषाः सहस्राश्राश सहस्रपाद सभूमिं विश्वतो विद्वा प्रत्यतिष्ठदशाङ्गुलशाङ्गुलं पुरुषेवेदकं सर्वं यद्भूतं यच्छ भव्यं शेषाणः यदन्येनातिरोहति एतावानस्य महिमा अतो ज्यायागमश्च पुरुषः।
Hi.
ॐ सहस्रशीर्षपुरुषः सहस्राक्षः सहस्रपाद सभूमिं विश्वतो मृत्वा अत्यधिष्ठत्तशाङ्गुलं पुरुष एवेतदं सर्वं यद्भूतं तैर्यच्च भव्यम् उत्तामृतत्वशेषानः यदेनातिरोहति एतावानस्य महिमा अतो जायागमश्च पुरुषः।
Okay, good. Deepika, can you do that first? Anuvaka, please. Can you hear me? Yeah, I don't know if my is my audio okay on Zoom?
Yes, I just needed to unmute myself. सहस्रशीर्षपुरुषः सहस्राक्षसहस्रपाद
I'm not
सभूमिं
hearing. One second.
Can you hear me, Sanyaji?
I don't know what's going on. Okay, Hariom, can you hear me?
Yes, Sanjaji.
Okay, good. I can get your audio now. I wasn't hearing your audio.
Okay.
Okay, so go ahead. Yeah.
सहस्रशीर्षपुरुषः सहस्राक्षसहस्रपात् सभूमिं विश्वतो वृत्वा अत्यधिष्ठदशाङ्गुलं पुरुष एवेदगं सर्वं यद्भूतं यच्छ भव्यम् उत्तामृतत्वस्येषानः यदन्येनातिरोहति एतावानस्य महिमा अतो जायागंश्च पुरुषः।
Good. Sujata?
I'll have to skip it, Sandhyaji, because I couldn't hear where we were.
The
So let
first
me see if
verse.
I can find it.
Sure,
Okay.
it's Purusha
Yeah.
Suktam,
Yeah. Hey.
first verse, right? Uma? Oh, she can't? Okay. Varsha ji? Varsha.
Okay. ॐ सहस्रशीर्षपुरुषः सहस्राक्षसहस्रपाद् सभूमिं विश्वतो वृत्वा अत्यतिष्ठादशाङ्गुलं पुरुष एवेदगं सर्वं यद्भूतम् अच्च यच्च भव्यम् उतामृतत्वशेषानः यदन्नेनातिरोहति रोहति एतावानस्य महिमा अतो जायाङ्गंश्च पूरुषः.
See line by line. So I'll say you repeat twice, right? Okay, everybody. Om Sahasrashirsha Purushaha.
Om Sahasrashirsha Purushaha. Om Sahasrashirsha Purushaha.
Third time for the charm. Om. Om Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha.
Om Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha.
Sahasraksha Sahasrapat.
Sahasraksha Sahasrapat.
Okay, I'll say once, you say twice. Right? Sahasraksha Sahasrapat.
Sahasraksha Sahasrapat. Sahasraksha Sahasrapat.
Sabhumim Vishvato Vritva.
Sabhumim Vishvato Vritva.
Vishvato Vritva.
Vishvato Vritva.
Atyatishtad dashangulam.
Atyatishtad dashangulam. Dashangulam.
Atyatishtad dashangulam.
Atyatishtad dashangulam.
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 Atyatishtad dashangulam.
Atyatishtad dashangulam.
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 Dashang. Atyatishtad dashangulam.
Atyatishtad dashangulam.
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 Atyatishtad dashangulam.
Atyatishtad dashangulam.
One more time.
So
that sha doesn't, nothing happens to the sha. Dashangulam, the gu goes down. Atyatishtad dashangulam.
Atyatishtha dashangulam.
Dashang.
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 Atyatishtha.
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 Dashang.
Dashang.
Atyatishtha dashang.
Atyatishtha dashang. Kulam.
Purusha evedagam sarvam.
Purusha evedagam sarvam. Evedagam sarvam.
Purusha evedagam sarvam.
Purusha evedagam sarvam. Purusha evedagam sarvam.
Again.
पुरुष एवेदगं सर्वं
एवेदगं
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 नद्दगं एवेदगं पुरुष एवेदगं
पुरुष एवेदगं
पुरुष एवेदगं सर्वं
पुरुष एवेदगं सर्वं
द होल लाइन. Purusha evedagam sarvam. उतामृतमृतत्वस्येषानः उतामृतत्वस्येषानः
उतामृतत्वशेषानः
येषानः
येषानः
उतामृतत्वस्येषानः
उतामृतत्वशेषानः उतामृतत्वशेषानः
उतामृतत्वस्येषानः
उतामृतत्वशेषानः
अगेन
उतामृतत्वशेषानः
येषानः
शेषानः
येषानः
शेषानः
उतामृतत्व
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 उतामृतत्वस्येषानः
उतामृतत्वशेषानः
यदन्नेनातिरोहति
यदन्नेनातिरोहति
अगेन
रोहति दन्नेनातिरोहति
एतावानस्य महिमा
एतावानस्य महिमा एतावानस्य महिमा
अतो ज्यायागंश्च पुरुषः
अतो ध्यायागं स्वपुरुषः
ॐ टुगेदर ॐ सहस्रशीर्षा पुरुषः
ॐ सहस्रशीर्षा पुरुषः
Okay, let's try together. Put the mic down. That's okay. You can put the mic down. Amma, you just focus on the book, on the words, and sit straight. Sit straight. Take a deep breath in. Open the chest. And let's chant loud. Don't worry. Nobody is going to judge you by chanting voice. Chant nice and loud, right? Together. Two, three. ॐ सहस्रशीर्षा
पुरुषः
स भूमिं विश्वतो
वृत्वा
वृत्वा
अत्यतिष्ठदशाङ्गुलं पुरुषम् एवेदघं सर्वं यद्भुतं यच्च मध्यम
पारोऽस्य विश्वा भूतानि ट्वाइस त्रिपादस्यामृतं दिवि त्रिपादूर्ध्व उदैत् पुरुषः त्रिपादूर्ध्व उदैत् पुरुषः अगेन पादोऽस्येहा भवात् पुनः
पादोऽस्येहा भवात्
पारोऽस्येहा भवात् पुनः Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Say it. Yeah, go ahead. Say it. Paro. Bhavat punaha. Bhavat punaha. Tato vishvam vyakramata. शनानशने अभी
ऊपर कौन है छे कौन कौन छे
वटी मेनू कौन कौन
કેટલાક માણસ છે
શનાનશને અભી
એમાં સેન્ટિંગ માં બહુ નહીં હોય
શન ઓ સોરી હરિયમ કેન યુ મ્યુટ પ્લીઝ ઇફ सा शनानशने अभि तस्माद् विराड जायत विराजो अधिपुरुषः स जातो अत्यरिक्षत स जातो अत्यरिक्षत अगेन स जातो अत्यरिक्षत Again, Paschad Bhumimato Puraha Paschad Bhumimato Puraha पारोऽस्य विश्वाभूतानि त्रिपादस्यामृतं दिवि त्रिपादूर्ध्व उदयत् पुरुषः पारोऽस्येहाभवात् पुनः ततो विश्वं व्यक्रामत साशनानशने अभि तस्माद् विराद जायत विराजो अधिपुरुषः स जातो अत्यरिक्षत स जातो अत्यरिक्षत पश्चाद् भूमिमतो पुरः पश्चाद् भूमिमतो पुरः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः Before anybody has anything specific, any line they want to work on? Anybody online, any lines you want to work on? Those of you who are. Any specific lines? Yeah.
I have a question, Sandhya.
Yeah, please.
Paschad bhi mayo or I couldn't mayo puraha, right? I keep hearing tha. पश्चात
भूमि मथो,
भूमि मथो, ओके,
भूमि
बिकॉज
मथो, या
बिकॉज इट सो इस
भूमि मथा,
माया इस माया भूमि माया इट लुक्स
भूमि
या
मत, नो दैट्स अ था, दैट्स
हाँ
था,
ओके
या
ओके थैंक
महाप्राण था,
यू
या मथा, लाइक मथा, लाइक आश, लाइक द आश्रमा, श्रृंगेरी मत, लाइक दैट. Anything else? Anybody? Any specific lines? Tripa durdwa, durdwa. Udait purushaha. Yeah. So we have to be careful. One, some places there's purusha, dirgha u. Yeah. In some places, yeah, hrasva u. So we have to be careful with that. And then the spacing also. So in a word, we should not have any space. Tasmad viradajayat, that one word. Where there's one word, no spacing should be there, right? So we have to work on breathing also. Yes. Jayagumscha. Yeah. So there's a joining of two words. So there's a particle cha, which means and then jayagum. So then jayagum and cha is joined, and when it joins, then that sha comes, that half a sha is added there to create like a joiner. So when you have two words coming together, then you know, like with pipes, you have two pieces of pipes and you want to join them, so they have one joiner piece that they, in order to bring the two together. So that sha is like that. It allows for the two words to combine in a sandhi. Half sha, yeah. Yeah. So there's just a sh sound without the the vowel sound. Gum, yeah, gum. That's just the g with the bindu, the ma. But there's no vowel in between. Gum, yeah. This is closest as we could make the sound. Yeah. Gum, yeah. Okay. Anything else before we go? Everybody who wants to join online has joined online. Oh, yeah. Sorry? Sashanana shani. That one? Yeah, the whole thing goes low. Yeah. Sashanana shani. But the ne doesn't stay low. So it's not Sashanana shani. Sashanana shani. That goes, not, it doesn't go up, it goes to a normal pitch. Yeah. So whatever is the starting point, it should be. So then that way when the abhi, there's a noticeable drop there. Tato vishvang vyakramata. What's that? Vishvang vyanga. Yeah, that's a ng. Vyakramat. It's actually kramat because that's the Holland, but it just become over time in practice. We say that a sound. Vishvyang vyakramat. But it sounds nicer when we say kramata. Anything else? All right. 12:30. So we start Viveka Chudamani. सहनाववतु
सहनौ
भुनक्तु
सह
वीर्यं
करवावहै
तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्परां श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं परमानन्दमाधवं. We'll chant the Mangalacharan. Sarva Vedantas
Usmiham.
Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Gocharam Tam Agocharam Govindam Paramanandam Sadgurum Pranata Asmi Aham. Let's see word for word, shall we? Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Gocharam. This is a what case is this in, Sanskrit students? Yeah, you know, not Sanskrit teacher, Sanskrit students. Dvitiya. Okay. So how are we going to study? First things first, in this class, you need a textbook and a notebook. Yes? So I'll tell you what I do is I write the verse out and then each word and then give each word meaning, etc. This is one. Textbook, if you don't have the physical text, it's okay. You can get a PDF. PDFs are available. Our Chidmay Mission, we have textbooks here, so you can buy it, number one. We have ordered some also. So whoever doesn't have, you can get. So textbook and PDF, notebook, right? Because you need to take notes. Why? Because every fourth class will be discussion group, and so you don't want to disappoint your fellow students. Yes. So how will we study? First is we'll see word for word meaning. Then we will see the some Sanskrit here and there. And then we will see the meaning, the bhavartha, the purpose or intended meaning of the verses. The Sanskrit aspect of it, we'll start off these first few verses. Number one, it'll be a little bit slow in the beginning because for the benefit of those for whom it is new, we'll take our time. But after some time, we'll pick up pace. Then, for those who already know, it's practice, review. And for those who don't know, then you're learning something new. Then, after some time, I will not be doing this. You will be doing it. So one by one, a student each week will take a verse and then give word for word meaning and other aspects of it that we'll cover in class as well. Is it okay? Some people logged out immediately. No, I'm kidding. They're still there. Is it okay? I need to hear yes or no. Yes, good. I heard one yes, so that one yes covers everybody. I'll take agreement by appearance next week. Okay, so first thing, let's see word for word, right? Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Gocharam. This is the first word of the verse. This is a, in second case, this is the object of the sentence. So in Sanskrit, there are something, there are two main types of words. There are many types of words, but two main types without which a sentence and communication is not possible. What are they in English? Nouns and verbs. Yeah. So in Sanskrit, a noun is called as a shabda and a verb is called as a kriya. Now, the shabdas, nouns have a declension. For those, again, for those who don't, aren't so familiar with, the nouns are declined according to various cases, which are, the cases or vibhaktis tell how the noun is used in a sentence. So for example, if I am the doer of the action, I am the subject of the sentence, and that is the first case, prathama vibhakti. He is the karta. So the doer of the action always comes first. And based upon the karta, the kriya, the verb, agrees to the karta. So the verb cannot be in disagreement to the noun, right? This is, this much everybody is very comfortable with. So karta and kriya must be in agreement. Karta is what?
Doer.
Subject. Actor, the doer. Kriya is?
Well,
verb. So first thing is sentence must have subject, verb. Subject, verb. Subject, verb. Agreements. Yes? Yes? Sandhyaji, this is Vedanta. I didn't realize we were signing up for English grammar lessons. Subject, verb, agreement. Now, if the second thing is, a subject is there, has to act upon something. This is called as the karma. The karma is the object of the sentence. This is the second case. Yes? Karma. What is the object of the sentence called? I live here, you know. I can be here all day. The internet works fine. So I'm happy to stay here all day until you answer. What is the karma again of the sentence? Somebody online, anybody can answer. Karma,
subject.
Karma.
Verb.
No, karma is the
subject.
Object of the sentence.
Object.
So the subject of the sentence is the karta. The object of the sentence is the karma. Yes? So one is subject, one is object. So this sarva vedanta siddhanta gocharam, one big word, this is an object of the sentence. And the object here is referring to a subject. Who is the subject of the sentence? Well, actually in this case, the object here is actually, this is used as a descriptor. This word is a descriptor of another object upon which, okay, first let us see the subject of the sentence. What is the, or who is the subject of the sentence?
Govinda.
Huh?
Govinda.
Govinda. Govinda is a subject of life, but not the subject of this sentence.
Vedanta Siddhanta.
Sana. Also object. Subject.
Oh, subject, okay.
The subject. Who is,
okay.
What is happening here?
Guru. Gocharam, your senses. Gocharam.
Okay, let's not,
guru.
Let's not guess. This is not guesswork, right? We'll see. What is happening here? Who is doing what? What is the action that is being done in this verse? You can read the English. So in the English, he tells. Yeah, what does the English say? I bow
down to Guru.
So let us say the first phrase, I bow to the Guru. Right? Sadgurum pranataha asmi aham. So the very end of the verse. Yes? Is it there? Are we seeing the same verses? This is verse 1 of Viveka Chudamani. Do you see it? He just say yes or no. Sadgurum pranataha asmi aham, right? Aham, aham. I am the subject.
Sandhyaji, our book doesn't have word-to-word meaning. It just has a full explanation of the verse.
Oh, you just, that's fine. And I am giving you word-for-word meaning.
Okay.
So, aham asmi, I am. Aham is a karta. But here, the doer of the action is I. Specifically Shankaracharya ji, but I. And what is he doing? He's doing what? Pranataha. He is engaged in prostrations. To whom? Sadgurum. So the very simple sentence here is, aham pranata asmi sadgurum. To that sadguru, I prostrate, I bow. So karta is aham. Karma is the action that is being done, actually is pranataha. But it is being given in a different form of the verb. Here the verb is actually playing a noun, a role of a noun as a descriptor, describing the state of mind of the karta. So actually it's not describing a specific action of bowing down. It is describing the state that the karta, the aham, Shankaracharya ji, is always in that state of surrender. Therefore, the implied verb is asmi, to be. In Sanskrit, the verb to be, asti or bhavati, doesn't need to be stated. We can use it to complete a sentence without an explicit use of the verb. So, aham pranata, I am prostrating, I am bowing. This refers to a constant state of mind. It's a descriptor to the noun. Got it? To whom sadgurum? To the guru. So the guru is this object towards which the action is being done. And everything else now is describing that guru. Firstly, Govindam. That guru who is considered to be none other than Govinda himself. Bhagwan in this form. Govindam Sadgurum. Who is also Paramanandam. That supreme state of bliss. Why is he Paramanandam? Because Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Gocharam. Because he himself is the subject matter of the Vedas. Whatever the Vedanta Shastras want to teach, whatever is the subject matter, which is Brahma Tattva only, the Guru is that manifestation of that Tattva. So he is what the Vedas seek to teach, that himself is the Guru. Tam Agocharam. Having gone beyond, the one who has gone beyond all sense organs. Gochara. Gochara means where the senses go, literally. Go has many meanings. Go means here senses. Go means go, cow, govar, gopala. Go also means bhumi. Go also means Vedas. Go has multiple meanings. The cow, the Vedas, and Bhumi, they all nourish us. They all sustain us. So that's, the senses also nourish us. Sense organs go out and, you know, interact with the world, and it keeps feeding the mind. They're all forms of food coming into us, sustenance coming to us in various ways. Anyway, gocharam, tamagocharam, agocharam, one who has gone beyond the senses. Anybody who has gone beyond the senses, that person is a very happy person. Why? Because the senses interact with the world and keep bringing distractions. Those distractions form as thoughts in the mind, and so the mind becomes chanchalam. Chanchalam hi manaha Krishna. Why is the mind chanchal? Because of thought flows. Constant, unending, incessant flow of thought is the source of all agitation of the mind. And if a mind is engaged in a constant flow of thought, how can that mind have ananda? Parama ananda. Supreme bliss. It cannot. Ananda is only there for a thoughtless mind. not somebody who is a thoughtless person, but a mind for whom all thoughts have been quietened. The pull of the senses has been restrained. Even when I voluntarily submit myself to study, still the senses roam. Is it not so? Now, for the one for whom all very difficult task of restraining the senses, even when I choose, I want to, I sit every morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, I sit for meditation. I choose it. Yet still, I find my mind cannot stay put. I sit to do japa also. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. By the fourth or fifth Om Namah Shivaya, the mind has gone to what am I making for lunch? Or I have to book my trip to India. I should check now because the ticket prices will go up. Isn't it so? The straying of the mind, the straying of the senses, the mind also is the sixth. When the mind strays constantly like this without control, then ananda will not be there. So the Sadguru is the one who is described in such a way because he has restrained the senses. Having restrained the senses, naturally the flow of thought calms down until it eventually stops. That's why when we sleep at night, we had good sleep because why? Senses are not working, therefore the mind is not thinking, therefore I can finally rest because I don't have all of these thoughts, worries, concerns, and agitations of the mind that keep me awake. Why can't I sleep properly? Because the mind doesn't stop. The mind doesn't stop, therefore sleep eludes me. That's why I come to satsang, because for the only time of the day, I get good sleep in satsang, because then all thoughts go away. Yes? So to that guru, aham pranata asmi. I am in. Actually, this verse is describing a very simple thing called as sharanagati. Sharanagati, surrender. Now we'll do some, I'll tell a little bit about Mangala Charan. I'm sure some of you may already be familiar, but Mangala Charan is, what is Mangala Charan?
Invocation verse.
Invocation verse. Invocation verse. Invoking what?
The Guru, Lord.
Guru, Lord, God, yeah, Guru, yeah. And where is Mangala Charan given?
At the beginning.
At the beginning, only at the beginning?
At the end also.
End also. What about in the middle sometimes?
Every kanda when it starts or some places.
Yeah, yeah, correct.
Every chapter.
Every chapter, every kanda, depending on the size of the text, etc., right? Like in Ramcharitmanas, each kanda begins with a Mangala Charan, shlokas. Mangala Dini, Mangala Madhyani, Mangala Antani, Hi Shastrani Pratante Veera Purushakani. Veera Purushakani, the noble ones. Veera means heroic. Here, noble people, meaning authors who engage in acts in this type of writing of Shastra, Prakaranas. And last time we saw the lineage of the texts, right? The Shastras. So the authors who are engaged in writing these texts for the purposes of removing any obstacle, for removing any obstacle, Vigna upashantaye, so to remove any obstacles, Ishta Devata Smaranaya, to remember the Ishta Devata, and Sajjana Pravittyartam, for the benefit of those who are desirous of studying, or for the Shishyas, Shishta Charana Palanaya, for the students. they write Mangalacharan for these purposes. And it can be at the beginning, Adi, Madhya, or Antar. So it could be at the beginning, the middle, or the end. Three types of Mangalacharans are there. Usually one of them are used in any text. The first is called as Ashirvada. Ashirvada Rupam, for invoking any blessing, you know, any benediction like that. From whom? From Bhagavan, from Guru, from others also. Tulsidasji very famously in Ramcharitmanas seeks the blessings of everybody, from Bhagavan down to even Ravana or Rakshasas. He seeks their blessings. Namaskriya Rupam, as a salutation to who? The Ishta Devata and his Guru. So both Guru and Ishta Devata and or. And then a third type is called as Vastu Nirdesha Rupam. Vastu Nirdesha Rupam. The Mangalacharan does not always specify Guru. It may not always specify Bhagwan, a form, a name of the Lord. But the Mangalacharan might indicate the subject matter of that text, which is called as a tattva or the vishaya. So sometimes we'll see, for example, in the Upanishads. In the Upanishads, the Rishi is not doing Mangalam to his Guru. There is no Guru to whom he is doing Naman. The Upanishads also is not doing Naman to a form of Bhagavan. But in the Upanishad, when Naman is done, Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam, Karavavahai, Tejasvina, Vadhitamastuma, Vidvishavahai, there the tattva is being indicated. Purnamadah, Purnam Idam, Purnat, Purnam. That Purnam is the tattva. There is no Bhagavan name. There is no Guru name. This is called as Vastu Nirdesha. Why am I telling? Because knowledge is important. So in other texts, when you study, this will come up. So for these purposes, Mangalacharan is done. It can be direct or it can be indirect. Sometimes even when it's indirect, you might not see a particular name. You might just see Shri. You might just, Ma actually is considered as Mangalam. Ma means no, stop, not, right? Ma is na. But in Valmikiji's Ramayana, famous shloka is there, Ma Nishad, it starts, because Valmiki Muni, the story is there, but he ended up cursing this hunter. And because of that curse, then he felt very bad, and Narad Muni said, that's okay. What you have said is not a shrapa. Instead, it is a shloka. So that Ma, the commentators say, is actually invocation of Lakshmi. Anyway, that is for when you are studying Ramayana, Valmiki Ramayana. So in this verse, Shankaracharyaji is showing that unity, that oneness of Govinda and Guru. The Sadguru is the physical form of the Vedas, and the Sadguru is Bhagwan himself. Yeah? Good. Now, let us see number two. I'll chant line by line, and you repeat twice. Jantu naam nara janma dullabhamatah.
Jantu naam nara janma dullabham.
Again? Jantu
gabham tata.
Pumstvam tato viprata.
Pumstavam tato viprata.
Tasmad Vedika Dharma Marga Parata.
Tasmad Vedika Dharma Marga Parata.
Tasmad Vidvatvam Asmat Param.
Vidvatvam Asmat Param.
Vidvatvam Asmat Param. आत्मानात्मविवेचनं स्वनुभवः
आत्मात्मविवेचनं स्वानुभवो
ब्रह्मात्मना संस्थितिः
ब्रह्मात्मना संस्थितिः
मुक्तेर्नो शतजन्मकोटिसुकृतैः
मुक्तिर्नो
मुक्तेर्नो शत पुण्यैर्विना लभ्यते पुण्यैर्विना लभ्यते टुगेदर जन्तूनां नरजन्म दुर्लभमता पुंस्त्वं ततो विप्रता तस्माद् वैदिकधर्ममार्गपरता विद्वत्त्वमस्मात् परम् आत्मानात्मविवेचनं स्वनुभवो ब्रह्मात्मना संस्थितिः मुक्तिर्नो शतजन्मकोटिसुकृतैः पुण्यैर्विना लभ्यते. Okay, let's see word for word, right? First word, jantu naam. This is, the word is jantu. And the vibhakti, the case is sixth case. So you can, what easy, yeah, bahuvachana. Easy way, you write the word, then you write like number six, sixth case. Then you can write a B for bahu, like, you know, multiple, meaning plural, right? Or plu, PL if you're writing in English. And then, sing is a masculine noun. So a little M for masculine. So nouns have three things to consider in nouns. Right? First is there is a gender, masculine, feminine, neuter. Not neutral, neuter. Right? Masculine, feminine, neuter. So first is gender. Second thing about nouns is each noun has a lingam. Then there is a gana, number. So it can be singular, it can be dual, it can be plural. Then of course there's the vibhakti, first case, second case, all the way to seventh. Seven cases are there, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh. So case, so gender, case, and number of voice. So masculine noun, sixth case, bahuvachanam or plural. So sixth case, plural. Jantu naam. What is sixth case? Sixth case is called a sambandha. Sambandha means possessiveness. Actually, it means relation, but the relation is that we build relationships, the relationship of the karta. What is a karta again?
Subject.
Huh? No. What is a karta? Anybody online? We just did it.
Subject.
The subject.
Subject. Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Thank you.
That's what I thought. Subject.
The subject. No. Don't. That's okay. It's good that you answer. So the karta and every other case that is given is in relationship to that karta. The karma, the karana, right? Every other case is given in relationship to the doer. So in other words, who is the most important thing of the sentence? The
karta.
The karta. Very good. So sambandha means a relationship of an object to the subject. And generally speaking, there is some possession, ownership like that. So for example, I want to say, this is my body. Mama deham. But if I want to say the body of Sandhya. So Sandhyayaha deha, meaning belonging to Sandhya, of mine, right? So here, jantu naam, belonging to or of what? Of all beings. Jantu means beings, living beings, not human beings. is a general word meaning all creatures. Brahmandi pipilikanta pariyantam. From the greatest jiva, Brahmaji himself, all the way to an ant. The smallest little creatures, amoebas, ants, etc., bacteria, all jivas, all beings, jantu nam. This is what that word means. Then narajanma means narasya janman, janma, the human birth. The janma, the birth of a human being, narajanma. This is prathama. This is in first case. That means narajanma is a karta. Yes. So first case, neuter noun. So you can write a little N for neuter. And ekavachanam, singular. First case, singular. Narajanma is a neuter noun. As the end of first case, singular. Why am I doing all this? Because sooner or later, you are going to have to do it. So, that's why. Durlabham. Durlabham also. Durlabham means rare. Rare. Something that is very rare to attain. Very difficult to obtain. Durlabham. Durlabham, difficult to obtain. Sulabham, easy to obtain. Sulabha Sanskritam. Sanskritam is very durlabham. But sulabha. So, durlabha and durlabha. Dur means difficult. So, something that is very difficult to obtain. So, durlabham is also neuter. And it is also in first case. And it is also singular. So, now we have to start grouping together. All first case nouns. All second case, like that. Yes? That's how we... Why is it important? Because in Sanskrit, you can put any word anywhere and form a paragraph, a shloka, anything. The verb can be at the beginning or the end or the middle. The noun can be beginning. It doesn't matter. Nothing has to be next to each other. So, which means, which makes it difficult to understand the verses unless I can identify subject, verb, and then everything else that are the other components of the sentence, right? Say yes. So, dullabham. So, this is also first case singular neuter noun. Ataha. This is an indeclinable word. It'll always come in this way. Ataha. Ataha means thence, from that, therefore, like that. Pumstvam. Pumstvam means manlihood, manliness, masculinity, per se. It's also a neuter word. First case singular. Tataha, tataha, like ataha, ataha, tataha. From that, or therefore, thereafter, same, similar, it's used here in a similar way. Then, this is also indeclinable. Then, viprata. Viprata means Brahminhood nis. That nis is important, huh? Don't forget it. Brahminhood nis, like manly nis, masculine nis. Don't leave it out. The translation will have something. It'll have Brahminhood or manhood. But that nis is important, so write it in. This viprata is strilinga, feminine word, first case, singular. Right? First case, singular. Tasmat. Tasmat is a form of the pronoun tat. Tat is a pronoun. Tat means that. Yaha. Yaha, right? Tat. Tat is yaha? No, vaha.
No, te, that.
Yeah, that. Yeah, that. That I know.
Tasmat.
Tat is that. And so the pronoun tat, tasmat, from that. So this is given in fifth case. Fifth case, singular, from that. Yeah, panchami. Then Vedika Dharma Marga Parata, one word. Marga parata means, parata means devotion to, steadfastness in the marga, the path. What path? The Vedic dharma, the path of dharma as prescribed by the Vedas. That's important, we'll see. This is also first case singular, strilinga, feminine noun. Then vidvatvam, scholarshipness. Because that tvam is there. Neuter noun, first case, singular. Asmat, from asmad pada. Asmad is another pronoun, this, from this. So tat is that, asmat is this. So like tat etat, asmat, this. From this, fifth case, singular. Panchami vibhakti eka vachana. Param, param, supreme, highest. This is a neuter noun, first case, singular. That's a first case singular. What does that mean when we're seeing so many first case singulars? If you see so many, a cluster of words sharing in the same case and number, what might that indicate to you about these words and their relationship to one another? Like we saw just now in the first verse, right? Well, actually, let me just finish the last few words. We're almost done. Atma anatma vivechanam. Again, first case singular, neuter noun, discrimination of the self and not self. Swanubhavaha, first case singular, masculine noun, one's own experience. Brahmatmana, third case singular, masculine noun, by that Brahman, by or that self. Samstitihi, being, having firm abidance. This is also first case, singular, feminine noun. Then muktihi, liberation. Mukti, everybody knows. Feminine noun, first case, singular. Na, indeclinable, not. Na. Shata janma koti sukritaihi. This is in third case, plural, bahuvachanam. Neuter noun. By the merits of crores, 100 crore births. How much is a crore? Crore? 100,000? So 100 by 100,000. 100 lakhs. How much is a lakh? 10 million is a lakh. 10 million is a crore. A million is 10 lakhs. So 100 crore. So 100 by 10 million. You do that math. Yes? Yeah. So that noun is neuter. Then punyehi. Third case, plural again. Neuter noun by the merits. Vina, without. Another indeclinable word. Indeclinable means it'll always just be in that form, right? Labhyate. This is the verb. So labhyate. Labhyate means from to the verb labha. Labha, to gain, to obtain. Labhyate is first person singular in present tense. Lat lakara, present tense. Okay. Now, question is, so many words are there in the same case, matching cases, matching numbers. What does that tell us? What can that tell us about these words? Let us put this sentence, this verse together in a sentence form. See why a notebook is important now. Where so many words are there, many words are there in first case, singular. What can we deduce from that? It's not a coincidence. There's a reason. Can we say that there's a relationship between these words? Yes, no? Anybody online, in person?
Yes, yes. I think it's one is the subject and everything else is related to that. Is that what you are asking, I think?
So first, what did we say about the subject of the sentence and the verb of the sentence? Subject and verb must disagree?
Be in agreement.
They must be in agreement. So what is the verb again? What is the verb? Labhyate. Is a verb in singular, dual, or plural?
Plural.
The verb is in
plural.
No, it's not.
Singular.
Labhyante would be plural. Yes, labhyate. Labhyate singular. Is?
Singular.
Singular. Ekavachanam. Ekavachanam means singular. So the verb is singular. Then we're seeing many nouns are there in first case singular. What does that tell? The rule is subject verb agreement. We understand, we have pointed out the verb. Now, what is the subject of the sentence?
Jantunam. Yeah, Jantunam, right? It's the subject?
No, I think it's Narajanma.
Narajanma.
Narajanma. So very simply put, actually the whole thing is connected to that. All of these things which are very difficult to get, he is describing. At the end of it, the simple subject is muktihi.
Hmm.
Muktihi. And everything else is describing how mukti is gained. Muktihi na labhyate. Mukti cannot be gained vina, without everything else. The punyehi. So last line of the verse. We're on the last line, right? The last line says, Shata janma koti sukritehi punyehi muktir no vina labhyate. Correct? This is the verse. Without vina, the punya. Punyer vina labhyate. Without the punya, that has come throughout lifetimes of engaging in sukrata. What are the sukrata? All that we just saw. Muktihi na labhyate. I cannot gain mukti. Mukti will not be gained if I have not engaged in 100 crore lifetimes of sukrata. And the result, the punya of that is narajanma, Pumstvam, Viprata, Vedika Dharma Marga Parata, Vidvatvam Asmat Param. Let us see what each of these words mean. Nara Janma, human birth. 84. How many? 84 lakh.
Lakh.
84 lakh jivas. Types of jivas, and that's a very loose categorization. Like all birds are considered one type of jiva, whereas in science, and they're all different subcategories. For us, we're very simple. All